Hello, bonjour. Thank you for listening to podcast jeparleenglish.fr, episode 2, on the 20th of April 2020. My name is Claudia, and I'm an English teacher in France. I am originally from Singapore, a little country in Southeast Asia, and have been living in France for 4 years, since 2016, in a little town called Orsay, 30 kilometers away from Paris. This podcast is about the bits and pieces of my life in France. Through this podcast, you can see France from a new perspective, from the eyes of a Singaporean. In addition, if you are an English language learner, you can improve your English listening comprehension skills. In episode 1, I mentioned my productivity during the first 31 days of lockdown in France. I lamented that I did not seem to have made much progress in terms of my to-do list. It seems that I have failed in some way. My failure seems to be even more glaring after considering two things. Firstly, the fact that I'm currently not working as much and thus logically should have more time to complete my to-do list. Secondly, everyone else in the world seems to be thriving with productivity. Just not me. I'm not exaggerating. Have a quick look at the social network. The internet is proliferating with ideas on how to stay productive during the lockdown. In this episode, I will present the opposite points of view. It's okay. It's all right not to be productive during this period. A few days after I finished with episode 1, I came across two articles. The first one was published in Les Echos, the French newspaper titled Cessons de vouloir être productif durant notre confinement, apprenons à nous faire face, by Miss Camilla Archibald. In English, it means stop trying to be productive during the lockdown, learn to deal with ourselves. The other article appeared in the New York Times, titled Stop Trying to Be Productive by Miss Taylor Lawrence. Both of them agreed that we should not aim too hard to be productive during these stressful times. Their position on our compelling need to be productive was presented from different viewpoints. Just reading the titles of the articles has already alleviated my feelings of guilt. The French article is presented from a philosophical point of view. The main point is that people are afraid of being idle, having empty time, or simply put, being bored. We live in a hyperactive society, and our existence is closely related to the market economy where only financial profits matter. Given the sudden vast amounts of spare time dumped on us, we do not know how to deal with it. As a result, we pack our timetable to justify our existence. This is reinforced by the fact that idleness is perceived negatively in our society. Miss Camilla Akiba believes that we should learn how to live with ourselves and manage boredom. When we know how to live with just ourselves, we will start to reflect on our lives. We will start questioning things in our lives, such as the meaning of our work and our relationships, and also the privilege we enjoy of not having to be out fighting on the front line of coronavirus battle. The New York Times article, however, attributes Americans' desire to be productive at all times to the American culture. In the American culture, value is placed on the ability to account for every moment and that each moment is effectively employed. The various interviews conducted by Ms. Taylor Lawrence reveal that we become ineffectual when we try too hard to be productive during these strange times. Making efforts to be productive inflicts unnecessary stress on themselves in the already trying times. Instead, everyone should understand that the crisis coping strategies are different for everyone, that we should learn to be grateful and not worry too much. Do you believe that everyone should be productive? Do you agree with the different reasons stated above on why people have set productivity as a priority during these trying times? Or are these reasons simply excuses to justify for your unproductivity? I would love to hear your thoughts on this. In the next podcast, I will share with you some possible reasons that explain my own obsession with being productive at all times. Bye, abbiamo. Until my next podcast.